Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's called fracking, and it's happening all over Michigan as the natural gas industry works to access our vast reserves. But is it safe, and are companies being responsible as they work to extract this resource? To talk about that, I'm joined by Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin from Ann Arbor. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
So Democrats at the Capitol have some concerns about this fracking process, although it's really the only way to get these deep reserves of natural gas and oil out of the ground. Do you generally agree that the process is safe and necessary to get this stuff out?
I'm not sure that I do agree that it's safe and necessary. For one, there is a suspicion that there are some reserves in Michigan in the Collingwood Shale, but those reserves are not really proven out yet. We don't really know how much is down there. So that gets to the necessity question. But as far as the safety of it, we have seen a lot of problems in states out east who are pretty far ahead of us in this deep hydrofracking that's going on. They've had a lot of problems in Pennsylvania and in New York. Now they're having a lot of problems in Oklahoma. And we just want to make sure that here in Michigan, before we start this sort of industrial-style fracking, this heavy, deep drilling, that we have all our ducks in a row and that we're doing everything we can to make sure that our water resources here in Michigan are safe. Because as we know, when you look around the world and you think, you know, what is it special about Michigan? What makes Michigan a unique place? It's our water. So we have a tremendous amount to lose and a tremendous amount to gain by trying to get out in front of this and make sure that as these hydrofracking companies come to Michigan, that they're only allowed to operate here if they do it in a way that's safe, doesn't impact their neighbors negatively, and doesn't impact the waters of Michigan negatively.
How much hydrofracking is going on right now in Michigan?
Well, my understanding is that as far as the deeper fracking goes, there are two exploratory wells that have been dug or drilled, I guess I should say, in Michigan, and they're still trying to, as I said earlier, prove out those reserves, find out exactly what's down there. So we've got a couple companies here in Michigan who are doing that. One of them is Chevron, and they're trying to figure out how much really is down there in the Collingwood Shale right now.
I mean, is there anything that's stopping them from pursuing fracking aggressively at this point?
Well, there are regulations in place. In May or June, the DEQ under the supervisor of wells issued some new regulations for fracking. And what that tells me is that the DEQ and the administration and even the industry knows that this is an issue. This is a new style of drilling in Michigan. And we need to make sure that our regulations are tweaked to, be up to date with this new threat and the new, opportunities for pollution that can occur with this kind of mining. Mm-hmm. And just to give you an example, one of the bills that has been introduced, that is actually the bill I introduced, would require these hydrofracking companies to disclose to the state of Michigan and obtain a permit for how much water they're using. Just to open up one of these wells, to get one of these wells started, takes about 5 million gallons of water that they take from nearby water resources, usually groundwater, and then they inject those 5 million gallons into the ground at high pressure with a slurry of toxic chemicals. And as they do that, I think that the least our citizens here in Michigan can expect is that they have to report on how much water they're using, and they don't use so much water that it affects their neighbors negatively,
Okay. And
that they fully disclose what toxic chemicals are in that slurry that they're injecting into the ground.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin. Well, I mean, you're talking about so much water. I mean, that they're certainly going to have to use local water to do this, and I assume they've been doing this all over the country. Is there any other option for them?
Not that I know of. I mean, as you said, they're going to have to use local water. And even though we have an abundance of water here in Michigan, sometimes that abundance isn't always felt in local areas that are impacted by, this type of industrial operation. So if you're nearby to a fracking operation and they're taking millions of gallons of water from your aquifer, that could impact your well. That could impact your nearby streams and rivers. And we think that it's important that those uses, those industrial uses of water are disclosed to the public so that when problems do arise, we can trace them back to the source and we can make sure that we have disclosure and accountability throughout this process.
Has there been a noticeable lobbying effort by oil and natural gas companies at the Capitol, and is it going to impact our state policy in any way?
Well, there's a standing presence, a standing lobbying presence for oil and gas here in the state of Michigan. I don't know. I don't think I could count on my fingers and toes all the different lobbying interests that represent oil and gas at the Capitol. And, you know, there's significant oil and gas interests here in Michigan. So, you know, I suppose that for their interests, it's appropriate they're there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're certainly there, and they're advocating a position that, you know, we really need to drill our way to energy independence. But the reality of it is that Michigan is not a big fossil fuel state. We need to break our addiction to oil, and it's going to take a long time. So rather than putting our energy towards, you know, trying to drill, baby, drill, what we really need to do is start to build our renewable sector. We need to start getting serious about energy efficiency, mm-hmm. start using less power. Michigan is never going to be an oil-rich state. We need to instead get out in front of this with innovation, not only so that we can be more self-sufficient, but also because there's a tremendous amount of economic development to be had in mm-hmm. being the place that figures out, you know, some of these new emerging technologies on energy.
Although when it comes to fracking, once it gets started in a state, at least from what I know, it continues and expands pretty aggressively. Is there any reason to think that that would not happen here in Michigan also?
Well, that's why we're introducing this legislation. We want to make sure that as these fracking companies come to Michigan, looking at Michigan, you know, with hungry eyes, that we have some rules in place that protect the nearby property owners and protect the waters of the state of Michigan. But I think you're identifying the problem that the folks in Pennsylvania endured, which is that, you know, the oil and gas interests came into Pennsylvania. They said, we have this tremendous opportunity to do this hydrofracking. Everyone's going to get rich. There's going to be no problems with pollution. Trust me, we've got the technology all worked out. And unfortunately, their regulations weren't up to snuff. And now they're having horrible problems in Pennsylvania with water pollution and with, you know, with the impact of this hydrofracking in their water table. So we don't want those problems here in Michigan. We need to get out in front of it.
About 30 seconds left. Really, it's going to be your Republican colleagues that are going to be able to enact any of these laws and all these regulations. Do you really think they're going to do that?
Well, I think there's a possibility. We did get a little bit of Republican co-sponsorship on the bill. Representative Heise co-sponsored our bills. And also, like I said earlier, I think that the administration acknowledges that there's a need for some additional regulation here, and that's why the administration rolled out some additional regulations in the summer. But where those regulations don't go far enough, for instance, is that they require these companies to disclose what chemicals they're putting into the water unless the company asserts that those chemicals are trade secrets. Well, that is a huge gaping loophole, and we need to close that loophole. If someone is injecting toxic, poisonous chemicals into the ground in Michigan, they need to tell the people of Michigan what they're putting in the ground.
We should certainly know about that. We'll see where all that goes. State Democratic Representative Jeff Irwin, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on.